How great is our God?
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. And how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Thank you. God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. And how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Transfiguration.
Divinity confirmed in to us as King, as God, as Creator of the heavens and the earth. And I thank you for revealing yourself to us as Abba, Father, the one who loves us unconditionally. I thank you for revealing that you have so much more for us, and that your love goes deeper and deeper and deeper. Help us to run into your arms. Help me to run into your arms and to allow that revelation to just flood through me. To call you King, Creator, Abba, Father, loving Savior, gracious Redeemer, Friend forever. To know that you have my heart and you want me to have yours.
Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Father God, I praise you for setting us on fire. I praise you that you are consuming fire, and I praise you, Lord, that your fire is within us. And Father God, we thank you for that burning that sets our hearts on fire for you. And Lord God, we thank you for just your presence with us. And Father God, we pray that you would continue to fan that flame that's within each one of us. And we thank you, God, that you are able to keep it going. And Lord, I pray that you would help us when we're not with other believers, when it's hard to keep that flame burning. God, I pray that you would make a way and that you would help us to do our part to keep the flame burning. And we thank you, God, that your fire empowers us. And Lord, I pray that you would just remind us, Lord, to keep our fire stoked. We want to be on fire for you.
Reckless love.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Coming after me. God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Thank you, Father God, how you can encourage me to see your love and just how you do choose us. And you seek after us, Lord God, and you find us. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you so much for that promise.
Died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. The train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet. With two he flew, and one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for."
I just want to share a story of the woman that I talked with yesterday on the plane. She had accepted Jesus when she was young, and then she had drifted away. And she said one night, she was just lying in bed. She was already in her 30s, I think she said. She was 32. And all of a sudden, Jesus came to her and showed her, kind of like Scrooge, past, present, and future. And she was undone, and she returned to the Lord. Like she said, it was like night and day, and she just started searching and seeking after God, and he's just done amazing things in her life. And she said, "I don't know why Jesus came to me then." Like, she couldn't explain it, and it was like, oh, yeah, it's this song, I guess.
Out of Hiding. It might be the song selector.
Thank you. There's no need to cover what I already see. You've got your reasons, but I hold your peace. And you've been on lockdown, and I hold the key. 'Cause I loved you before you knew what was love, and I saw it all. Still, I chose the cross, and you were the one that I was thinking of when I rose from the grave. Now, rid of the shackles, my victory's yours, and I tore the veil for you to come close. There's no reason to stand at a distance. The cross, and you are. the shackles, my victory's yours. I tore the veil for you to come close. There's no reason to stand at a distance anymore. You're not far from home. Anymore, you're not far from home.
Just been getting this picture of someone wearing shackles and Jesus saying, I've already unlocked them, just take them off.
my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you. Lord, my shackles come off when I praise you.
Thank you for the shackles that you've already loosened, that all we need to do is shake them off. Lord, I ask that I would trust that you've loosened them, that you've undone the lock already. It's just a matter of shaking them off so that we're not stuck where we are, that we can follow after you, that I'm not stuck where I am. Lord, I thank you for your love that we look at and call reckless, but it's all powerful. You know exactly what you're doing. Lord, you're awesome. We serve an awesome God. Lord, I thank you for your presence here this morning, for the words that you came to speak with us. To share with us that we were blessed to hear from you. You speak to us so often, and it's amazing every time. It's easy to forget that we get to hear from the King directly. Lord, thank you for including us in your plan for salvation. You don't need us, but you want us. Bless our weeks wherever we travel to, whoever we meet, whatever divine appointments you have for us, that we would see your moving and that we would follow.